Well, Stradbroke Island is an island, and it's not that far from Brisbane, but apparently feels like it's a million miles away. Now, Sue Ahern has just been there, and she's in studio with me tonight, obviously. So we're going to talk about your little sojourn on South Stradbroke. Well, how was it?
Well, it was actually very good. The weather was absolutely perfect. And the Curran Cove Holiday Resort is a really interesting place to go. Hadn't heard much about it. I've got some friends who've been there before, but we had my partner and I had 5 days there and really enjoyed it.
So how do you get there? Let's start with the start.
Okay, so you catch a ferry, which is about it's about a 40-minute trip from the Gold Coast out to South Stradbroke Island.
Right. So you flew to the Gold Coast Airport in this instance.
Well, actually, I was in Brisbane yep. and drove down to the Gold Coast. Yep. Which is about an hour to Brisbane, and then caught the ferry across to South Stradbroke.
Is it a decent-sized ferry?
Yes, it was probably 40 or 50 people that can travel on board.
Right.
And they do four trips backs and forwards all day, so you can, you know, depending on times of arrival and things when you go there, so you can come back. It's a $30 return fare, which is seems quite reasonable for the trip.
It does. It does. That's cheaper than going to the Hayman ferry, I think.
I think it was cheaper than Hamilton Island too.
Possibly, yeah. And it's now South Stradbroke Island. It sounds a bit domestic. It's like I haven't heard of it. It's not in the top league, is it?
No, it's not in the top league. It's not like Hamilton Island, but it is. I think it was a really good value resort holiday, and you know, it's had a bit of a troubled past. It was built in the 1990s. Ron Clark, the former Olympian, was involved.
The late Ron Clark.
Yes, the late Ron Clark. Mm. And the US philanthropist Chuck Feeney, they poured $300 million into the resort until it went broke in about 2011. Then there have been a couple of other owners since then. And then it was sold to the present owners about 2 years ago.
Mm.
For just
not for 300 million.
No, for 5 million.
Oh, you're joking. Huh. That's like winning the lottery.
Well, I think they've done pretty well. And apparently they've spent 100 million in the last couple of years.
And is this one that hasn't been affected by cyclones? Because I know there's a few islands up there being battered. Is it too close to the coast? Or?
Too close to the coast, and it's a bit far south for cyclones.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you alighted from your ferry?
You alighted from the ferry.
Was the crew all lined up there, regimentally welcoming you?
Or? They were very welcome. Actually, the crew were very good, but it's a bit more casual than that.
Right.
So you can go and stay in the resort itself, or you can do as I did. We actually went on Airbnb, and some of these the apartments there are privately owned.
Ah, right.
So you can book those as well.
Ah, that's a good idea. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, so that works out really well. And the prices were very good for, I mean, it was May. Kids had just gone back to school up there, so the prices were really good. And it was a very quiet time.
And these are villas within the resort complex, yes, so access to the pool and the restaurant.
Access to all the facilities of the resort itself. So there's a pool, there are tennis courts, there are fantastic resources and facilities for children.
Mm-hmm.
There are restaurants, a couple of restaurants. And then there's a national park making up a large part of the island. So you can go bushwalking from to the north or to the south. There's a surf beach. It's actually a really good place to go.
Mm. I've heard of Curran Cove having birds or maybe groups of ornithologists or something going there. Does that sound right?
Yeah, there's really good
wildlife
there.
A PR person contacted me at one point about going and looking at it.
Yes, they have really good bird life.
Mm. I did mean the feathered ones, Sue.
Yes,
I wasn't.
Yes, there's none of that, Graham. There's just feathered birds there.
Yeah.
Lots of lizards and the very rare golden swamp wallabies. Now, these wallabies are all over the place and they're quite tame because there are a lot of people there.
Are they wet?
No.
With a name like golden swamp wallabies. Right.
They're just hopping around and.
Okay. Are you allowed to feed them?
No feeding the wildlife there. That's actually quite.
Verboten.
Yes, and the whole island is set up as like an eco resort.
Mm. Now, so I know you're an aquatic person, so did you get to do your aquatics?
Yes, there's a great lap school with a lap pool. I swam every day. The water was pretty good, but the surf beach was a little bit rough for me, but temperature in the water, about 22, 23 degrees, nice and warm, especially for us Victorians.
Yeah, we like a little bit of warm-up. We're going to need one tomorrow.
That's right. 12 degrees, I believe.
Yeah, your timing wasn't fantastic. I think I'm going to break out the briquettes tomorrow. It's really getting serious here. So, and the food?
Yeah, there were a couple of restaurants there. There's a sort of a casual dining by the pool, you know, fish and calamari and things. Mm-hmm. And then there's a finer dining. I wouldn't call it fine dining, but it's a finer dining restaurant. Prices are actually a little, you know, they're obviously it's on an island and you're paying more than you would on the mainland, but not too bad.
What's your standard measure? Like, can you get a beer for $5 or $10?
Or a glass of champagne for $10.
$10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a glass.
Is that good or you think that's a bit
probably,
rich?
Well, the places in Melbourne.
It's an island price, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We should have our basket of goodies, shouldn't we, so we can compare.
Yeah.
But you, I guess, you know, you're on holidays. You're not there to... You're not there for a long time. You're there for a good time.
Yeah. Well, actually, we took because the little apartments that the one we rented had a very small kitchen and a barbecue and a balcony and things. It was very nicely set up.
Mm-hmm.
So we took food with us because
you can do that.
You can do that, and you can cook. So we cooked bacon and eggs for breakfast, and then we took sandwiches on our little walks and things around the island, and then had dinner at night time in one of the restaurants.
Okay.
So it was. Yeah, very nice.
You'd recommend it?
I would recommend it, especially for families.
Right. Any limit on the age of children? Do they have to be over 16?
No.
Screaming brats are allowed.
There were a lot of little kids there when we were there because it was a long weekend in Queensland last week for Labor Day on Monday.
Okay.
Prices, they don't have a price list.
You mean for the accommodation?
Yeah, for the accommodation.
Right.
They put prices online every week, so you need to go on their website and check what the prices are going
to
be.
That's if you're dealing with a hotel direct with Coorin Cove.
Yeah.
But you can you could go Airbnb Coorin Cove, could you?
Yes, you can.
And find something there.
Yeah. And they were really good prices. I mean, we had a fantastic apartment on the water, $120 a night.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It was fantastic.
You swim up to the front door. Was it one of those?
No, it wasn't.
No, you had to. Yeah.
It's just there's a huge marina at the front of the resort. So if you can take your boat, if you've got one.
Right.
Otherwise, you just take the ferry, and there are bicycles for hire.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really well set up and really well maintained. And I think the new owners are making a really good job of trying to make it viable.
And you spoke to the owners, did you?
No, I didn't actually. Right. No, they weren't there when we were there. But I spoke to quite a few of the staff, and there is a store on the island.
Right.
There are about 120 permanent residents, people who work at the resort or, you know, plenty of gardening, cleaning jobs there. And kids go on the boat in the morning to school on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good lifestyle, I think, for them.
Is there any entertainment? Like, do they have a singer in the bar or a pianist in the restaurant? You turn on the TV or make your own music?
No, they did have music in the bar
on
Saturday night. I don't know about the other nights what they normally do during the peak season, but on the night we were there, the Saturday night we were there, there was certainly music. And a lot of people come in their boats from Hope Island, go out there for the weekend, and they can moor their boats in the big mooring in front of the resort.
Yes.
And have dinner.
Stay the night if they need to.
Yeah, and come back the next day.
Well, it sounds like I wouldn't call it a scumbag holiday, but you've paid scumbag rates.
Well, I think the value was fantastic.
Yeah,
I've been to Hamilton Island where it was very expensive, and I think actually this was better.
And Hamilton's gone even further up market since its last renovation job. So, and Hayman, well, you know, that's just a whole new ball game, isn't it?
Yes, and it's interesting when you're looking at how many islands in Queensland are having the problems. The ABC has actually done some research on this recently.
Right.
And there are quite a few islands that Dunk Island is already in ruins.
Yeah.
Port Hinchinbrook, sorry, is not going anywhere. It's got big financial problems. And a lot of them have been affected by Cyclone Yasi. Lindeman Island is one that's meant to be redeveloped soon.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Sandy Straits Marina off the Fraser Coast, that's closed for repairs.
Right.
Moreton Island, there's a dispute between the owners and the some of the property, the tourist company involved there.
Mm-hmm.
South Mole Island has been closed for 2 years. It was smashed by Cyclone Debbie, and there's really no indication whether it's going, when it will reopen.
Yep.
Great Keppel Island is up for sale, Graham, in case you've got $20 to $25 million to spare.
Back pocket.
And Daydream Island, that's just about to reopen.
Yeah, we've done a story on that. They're the ones who are actually spending some money, Chinese money.
Yes, $90 million
yes,
apparently gone in there.
It started off at 50, and I think the more he did, the more he realised that more could be done. So that's actually an interesting one, because that's close in too. That's almost like a punt, that ferry that runs back to Airlie Beach. I did stay on Daydream on a press trip. It was quite interesting. Tired at the time, but I think it'd be a terrific family vacation, because they've got a petting tank and they've got wallabies and kangaroos on the island. So young kids are going to love that, you know, right next door. Anyway, that's a good report, Sue. Thank you for that.
And was it my own expense? I was not a guest of the resort.
No, I could hear that, and there was no cash for comment made.
None at all.
None at all.